Bank Wagon Radio begins now.
To be probably the worst show in Spank Wagon record.
Yeah, fucking live 365.
Yeah, fuck this internet connection shit. I'm on a cable modem.
What's up with that, man? Fuck that, man. Fuck live 365. Fuck it.
You can't even say it right.
No, it's not that I can't say it, man. I'm just so frustrated. You know, fucking Lars Ulrich and live 365 fucking with my shit all the time.
Oh, let's not talk about the, you know, the fact that they want to start charging.
Yeah, I mean, look at...
charging for this shit.
Yeah, how about I consider paying for something when I can get a decent connection.
Yeah, if I can't get a decent connection, I'm not going to pay.
Yeah, you know, that's bullshit.
Big time bullshit. Of course, right now, I got to keep the monitor up just in case, tink, we're gone, tink, yeah, we're back, yeah. Tink, we're gone.
Yeah, I mean, I just really don't that very much, you know?
And, no, Kilroy, it's not Mediacom, it's, what is it, local here, Cox? We're dead.
We're, you know, we're going not, offline.
Yeah, we're not going to have a show tonight. There's no way.
We're going to try the best we can, but we don't know how this is going to go. And that's really fucked up, too, because we actually planned ahead for this one.
Yeah, we actually planned a little bit ahead.
Maybe it's an omen.
Don't plan?
Yeah, just do it on the fly.
What plan? Right. Fuck it.
Exactly.
God damn it.
That's
I want to do a show. I don't want to have to worry about my connections going in and out.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, my opinion on it is, you know, that we, you know, and I just think it's totally fucked up.
Okay, that one was just him, folks. I think they could. We have?
I have.
You
haven't heard me? I haven't been stuttering. I've been pausing.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to cause them to rebuff. All right, they're rebuffering like crazy tonight. We have a confirmed listener, our good buddy Kilroy.
Kilroy is listening.
Now, I got to warn Kilroy because we were talking with Tit earlier today.
Uh-huh.
And Tit was arguing his mathematical sort of writings he did.
Tit listens to
Spank Wagon
Radio.
Nice.
Yes.
That came off nice.
That was. We'll have to record
we'll
that.
We definitely have to work
on
that.
We'll fuck it up now and we'll never get it right.
Yeah.
So anyhow, Tit was listening.
Yeah, Tit was listening. So Tit was listening in and, you know, Tit was like, well, you know, you just have to do this to come up to that solution. Now.
It was the perimeter of a circle and pi.
Yeah. The problem is, I don't think Matt understands abstracts, and I don't think he understands, I don't think he understands, we've said his name before. He's cool. Right there, Jose?
Orale.
God, I gotta talk about that a little later.
Yeah, we're gonna get into that. That's great.
But, no, we were, basically, he was having a problem with how Kilroy came to the conclusion. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, well, that's because you're a bunch of pussies and aren't checking out the website.
Exactly. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Hello, pot, kettle, black, you know, I think you fall in that same category.
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, I thought so. Basically, what's been going on is, you know, people don't check out the site, but
yeah.
Kilroy wrote a really good, and I mean, I enjoyed it. I usually enjoy almost all of his writing, but he wrote a good one on just math. I mean, it's insane. And it was insane putting that thing on the website because I had to re-justify every number. Because he figured out pi without putting any spaces or justifications in it. 3.14 point blah, blah,
yeah.
Blah. 3.14 blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I want to say about 40 lines later.
He figured out pi.
No, he didn't. No, oh. Pi is unsolved. Pi is still unsolved.
You just said he figured out pi. So
no, he was working pi out on a computer. But it was 40 lines and I had to justify. Anyhow. Tit comes up and he goes, you know, you could have just done a this. It's like, wait a minute, hold on. That's not the point. A little bit of creativity behind there. You know, that's the point. Creativity, entertainment, enjoyment. Anywho.
So with this mathematical debate that's coming out, that might be a future little spank wagon feature here. We'd like to possibly get these two great minds together to...
We've got to get a conference call.
Yes, to do an argument.
Because the problem is, Kilroy, and I'll say this, I'll stick up for Kilroy, in my opinion. Kilroy's damn smart, but he thinks very abstractly.
Uh-huh.
And it makes sense when he does that. So,
yeah.
Matt, God, I did it again. I'm bad tonight.
Yeah,
I think
you are.
Because
you're
I don't think anybody's listening.
Yeah.
No one should listen because of all the fucking network problem we're having.
Should be the one night everybody does listen.
You know?
Yeah.
What was it? Zor-El from Superman's gonna be listening in. You know?
Zor-El.
Yeah, the guy with the beard.
Jor-El.
Is it Jor? No. Which one was one of the villains? You remember the one that didn't speak in Superman 2?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, him.
Yeah.
Well, whatever his name was, followed General Zod.
Yeah.
You know?
It was General Zod's male companion.
Big
you before Zod. Give me a knob job.
Figures, the guy goes on to play a movie called The Limey. I mean, there's got to be something to that.
Take my cock to meet my... No, anyway, that's gross. That's
again
gross.
With the cock.
Yeah.
You enjoy saying the word cock.
I'm like Norm MacDonald.
God, no, you're nowhere near Norm MacDonald. You just like cock.
Nah.
You know you like cock.
I like mine. I'm very familiar with it.
I'm sure you are. And I'm very happy that you were the only person familiar with your cock.
Yeah. I named it, you know.
Oh, no. What'd you name it?
The captain.
The
and
captain.
His crew. Yes.
The crew.
Everybody has a name, man.
I can definitely say I don't have a name.
Yeah, you ever called it like the incredible heat-seeking moisture missile or anything like that?
No, I have never. It's just my dick.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, see, that
penis.
Is a name for it.
My penis.
Yes.
It's not really a name. It's just, you know, descriptive. It's not the captain. You call yours the captain. You have a little captain's hat like Gilligan and Skipper, too?
Not Gilligan. It's the first mate.
It's the first mate. Yeah. Got to have one, don't you? Anyhow, I'm going to get mean, but I'm not going to get mean.
Get the puppet show going.
Oh. Hey, kids!
No, that's gross, man.
You glue on Mr. Potato Head eyes.
Now, that's a thought, okay? But don't think me to be a Chester, though. I could probably do that. Get on, like, a rubber band.
Oh, Jesus. He's thinking about putting eyes on it. Anywho, it'd be like someone, you know, finally gets in with a woman, she unzips his pants, a pair of eyes fall at her. Oh no, that ain't right.
That ain't
right at all.
I see you.
I see you. Anywho, we know that Kilroy is being diligent, and thank you very much again for recording this evening, Kilroy. Thank you.
Or what should we say, what you
can. Yeah, recording what you can. Keyboard, get at it. We're going to try to pull through this show as best as possible.
Yeah.
But I know for us, website stuff, though, to cover some stuff. The website, of course, is spankwagon.n3.net.
That's right.
It's always there. If you don't want to go through the long way, go to vftp.net. Mm-hmm. I'm a link on there, Spankwagon. You can't really miss
it. That's right. I mean, well, unless you're fucking blind.
Or stupid.
Or Amish.
Yeah. Mennonite, you know.
Yeah.
So many problems.
Yeah.
Not enough bullets. Anyhow.
What do you call an Amish guy with his hand up a horse's ass?
What?
A mechanic.
A mechanic. Nice. How do you know so much about Amish? You're from L.A.
I don't know. I thought about becoming Amish, you know.
You got the face hair.
Yeah, I got the chops.
Jebediah balls.
Jebediah balls, yeah. I would like, you know, become like important, how the elder balls.
Elder balls.
Elder balls.
I could see that, too. That'd be great. But I was talking about sight stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that.
I said this disturbing
video. Little balls wearing eyes and suspenders.
Balls with sideburns and jowls.
The stuff you put your penis through is a shame. Anywho, because it's not sex. Anywho.
Ouch, that hurts. But then again, I guess you and I are on the same level, aren't we? Huh? Yeah.
I'm married.
Yeah.
I got an excuse.
That's what's sad about it, yes.
I got an excuse. I have an excuse.
Marriage is no excuse.
Really?
Or let me guess, you falling asleep?
I'm gonna get too excited.
He's got like hand lotion in the fucking goddamn microwave and shit. He's gonna fake an orgasm. He's just gonna squirt it out of the bottle.
Squirt it out of the bottle.
Except for he'll make like a farting noise.
I gotta shake the bottle to get more out. Well. How's that demographic going out there?
Mark, it smells like watermelons.
Yeah, it's Seminex. Work that in there. Seminex. Check out Claude's links. You'll know what we're talking about.
That's right, man.
Anywho, I was complaining to you earlier today, I know, about the website. We have some people who are great listeners. I'll say this. Tit, Firefly, Kilroy. You know, we got a lot of people, you know.
We have some listeners that sometimes at least try to listen but can't, like Ray
Rodriguez.
Ray Ray may not always be able to listen, but at least Ray Ray makes the effort.
Ray Ray makes the effort, but, you know, today we were trying to explain how to get on to Spank Wagon Audio.
Listen in.
I'm to a newbie. And
yeah,
you
go through the whole process, tell them how to use Winamp.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's Macintosh, right?
Yeah, this individual works with us in our department,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, he's a tech along with us. Now, not quite with us, though, I don't think. But
no.
So we were trying to explain to him how to tune in the songs.
First thing that we need to make sure, and actually, Trencher had actually discussed this with me off air. Like, why do I have such a vendetta against SpankWagon.com? And I said, because fucking idiots are always going to be stupid and go to the site.
Yeah, that was the first thing.
Trencher tells him, www.spankwagon.n3.net.
My website.
Fucking spankwagon.com.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
And he says he's been there before.
Oh, yeah, sure. If he'd have been there before, he'd have at least got the site on the first fucking try.
At least. Again, that's spankwagon.com. We need to kill him. I need that domain.
I'm gonna do that. If you don't get the domain, we actually have planned something for Spankwagon. We're going to prank call him.
We're going to start working on the phone systems. I know I've been talking, but...
We actually have a lot in store for Spankwagon here, for your listener interaction.
Yeah. Oh, my God. If a soccer ball were blown up to the size of the Earth, the atoms in it would be 12 nanometers in diameter.
12 nanometers in diameter.
What in the hell are you reading, Kilroy?
Tit, do we have any kind of recourse?
Tit, I know you know how to get this.
You're
Yahoo. Freakboy FR3, AK80Y, Freakboy... Get on your Yahoo.
Come on, talk to us. We'll get some debates.
Yeah, we need some debates. Maybe we can figure out a way to start up a Spank Wagon chat here. Have a little fun. Have you guys have some fun while listening to us.
Yeah, it'll be Cyber Jerry Springer.
Cyber Jerry Springer?
Yeah.
Bring on the hose?
Yeah.
All right.
Except for nobody be fucking anybody else's brother, sister, father.
Well, you never know.
Dog.
Tit, you know, has a freaky kind of life. He always seems to hurt his arm in some way or another, burning it, breaking it. You know, Tit does something at home. I'm sure it's not macrame. So, anywho.
Unless he's knitting a sweater for you.
It. Wonder what. Hey! Yeah! There's Tit.
Hey, he's online.
Tit!
Mad props to Tit.
Mad props to Tit.
That's right.
Of course, we need to get you a better Nick Tit.
Yes.
Tester 12345-23434 is not going to handle it.
Yeah.
What would you wish to argue about this time? Like he's asking us. We're here to entertain you. Sit back, relax. We'll just make fun of you, Tit. You know, I love that, though.
Now, let's see. Now, let's start here. Kilroy says...
Yeah, I know. I slipped twice. I apologize for that, Tit.
He does apologize.
I am sorry.
Okay, Kilroy says, if a soccer ball were blown up to the size of the Earth, the atoms would be 12 nanometers in diameter. Agree or disagree?
That would be a good question for him to agree or disagree. What we need to do, I don't know. We got to figure it out.
If nothing else, you know what? We'll start up that pie debate.
Oh, God. The pie debate is hilarious. But then again, I'll tell you this, Tit, and I'll tell you this sort of to your face, but yet over the air. Think abstract and have a little fun with stuff. You know, that's what makes teachers great. Teachers are people who, you know how to break it down into something that is an aspect of entertainment and stuff. But... God, we're back on the Spank Wagon. People not being able to figure the fuck out how to use and how to get on our line.
So we had our tester right there. I'm still trying to come up with a funny name for him.
Yeah, we'll work on a funny name.
We're working
name
on
for
him to identify him. But what we're talking about, basically, just going over and over and over again, we need to do some kind of a link to show people on how to open shit up for, you know, something.
Yeah, we got it. We're going to start working on the site here. And I'll tell you what, I'm noticing that Kilroy and Tit really want to kind of get into a conversation here. I think after our first break here, in about another 15 minutes, I'll work on creating a chat room that's a Spank Wagon chat room.
Yes, indeed.
So I'll work on something really quick in Yahoo so we can kind of all agree, or at least get into one main area.
Yeah.
If you guys could be patient with me in about 15 minutes or so, I'll go ahead and do that, and I'll come back on the air. Yeah. And we'll go over it. Now, also, I want to warn people, our network connectivity sounds better, but I'm not holding my breath. It's pretty shitty today.
Since we've been online, I think we've dropped off like maybe once or twice.
Yeah, but before then, we were dropping off once every five
seconds.
Left
and right when it was about like 9:30 or so.
So I'll tell you what, guys, if you are patient with us and we do drop off, we will be back because we are going to still hold the show until midnight. Mm-hmm. No fail. Okay, and by the way, I can't use... I'm on a Mac, so I can't use certain versions of Yahoo. And so that means no chat, no video, nothing. I'm on an AOL, or I'm on a Mac version. So.
Yeah.
Hence, sucky.
Well,
for AOL.
Version it is.
Version
yes,
for AOL. That's all it has, you know.
It's not like it's fucking XP.
Yeah, but I got to work on the site a little because I got to get pictures. People have been asking about our trip pictures, which I really still need to work on.
Yes, we still need to go up. We found Obey in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, we found our Obey, so you get to finally see, for those of you who have never seen...
Obey.
Obey.
Go to obeygiant.com.
Obeygiant.com is one, but if you want to actually see Claude and the Trencher here hanging out, D.C., having a little bit of a vacation, the sideburns and the redneck hanging out in D.C. here, we got those pictures that should be coming up this week.
That's right.
I'm going to work on maybe making it a little bit easier to get and log in.
You'll get to see the infamous toilet I clogged.
Yes, the infamous toilet. I'm also going to work on getting Kilroy a little more on his own for the audio. Because he has so much more that he contributes to the audio, you know, than I can right now because I'm not recording every day and every show.
Yeah.
I'm going to get Kilroy a little bit more segmented, get the audio a little bit cleaned up because it needs to be. It needs audio like a main page and then Kilroy and then us and then like a how-to for everyone.
Cool.
You know, kind of work on that. I got a lot of work I'm putting myself into. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's all fun.
That it is.
And I'm going to get the gallery up. I'm obliterating, absolutely, totally obliterating the guest book, because the last person to sign the guest book was someone who, I think, I don't know why, you, it was something Obey Giant related.
Yeah, actually, yes.
So the guest book is going out the toilet.
So big changes in, here on Spankwagon.
We got to do it. We got to update. We got to keep it fresh. Because retards who keep typing Spankwagon.com have pushed me over the fucking edge.
Fuck Plan 9 from Detroit.
Yeah, fuck Plan 9 from Detroit.
Excuse me again.
And fuck people who can't seem to figure out that it's N3.net.
Fucking turds.
You make me feel bad. Go to Google. Kilroy, I know you've done this.
I don't feel bad.
Kilroy has them all ranked.
Yes.
I am on tons of these search engines, and Kilroy has found me in the first three on a lot of them.
Yes.
So Kilroy's the fucking man.
The Spank is one of the top three. Soon to be number one.
We are number one. If we're in one of the top three, we're usually number one.
Yeah.
You know. Wow. You got, like, all, like, you know, melodramatic, you know, Captain Kirk-ish.
Yeah, that's true. But we're getting to make changes. So, how was your week?
My week sucked.
Yeah, I can tell.
My week was sort of like, you know, it was here, it ran, it died.
Yeah. Yeah, your week was pretty extravagant.
Yeah. Started out last week.
Started out last week, you know.
With the old, as I like to call her, the whiff.
The whiff, which always sounds like queef to me. So yeah, well, every time I see
kind of the connotation I want to put behind it. But the whiff decided, I tried doing something nice. Queef. I tried doing something nice, you know. I made a phone call, and I was like, hey, honey, let's meet for lunch, you, Robert, and me. Broadway Pizza. No problem. So we go to Broadway Pizza. We pull up. Robert goes, ooh, that's got to hurt.
Yeah, really? Who's this Robert person? Yes.
Sorry, I'm just having one of those days. Fuck it.
You are a dick.
Yes, I am a dick.
So anyway,
Tit will verify that I'm a dick. But anyhow, Robert, a.k.a. Claude, now you know, you can mail him something in the mail. I don't know. A woman? Mail order Russian bride. Anywho.
Fuck no. Do I look like a dipshit?
No, you do not look like dipshit.
I look like Boris.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No. I know someone else who I could say for that. But anywho.
Ramble?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody's favorite tram.
Yeah.
So anywho.
I got my wife for $50 and she eats chicken bones.
God. Calcium. Anywho.
Me love you long time. You have big dowry and calcium low rates.
Calcium low rates.
I just picked.
Shut the fuck up for a second.
Anyway, here we go.
Lunch.
So anyway, we go to lunch. And
he notices that the front end of my car is slightly pushed in because a parking, like a pole, like a steel pole that's buried
concrete,
in concrete.
Concrete.
No, it was steel.
Oh, yeah, but it was concrete.
Steel pole buried in concrete. My car was sitting kind of into it. So I'm, like, freaking out, and I freaked out there. And it was not a pretty scene. So, okay, fine. I calm down because I remember I've backed into a wall with my truck. So I'm like, okay, I'm being hypocritical.
No, you are being very hypocritical because as I remember it, I had to fucking stand there for at least 15 minutes while you and your wife were in an argument.
Okay, look, I'm not going into that much of a detail.
Yeah, we're not going to go into this much of a detail, but eventually, here, he remembers, oh, gee whiz, I backed my truck up into shit and covered a bumper sticker.
Yeah,
with
he has a bumper sticker
in the fucking
to cover up a white scratch and a black
so
bumper.
So then I come into fucking work today and go, hey, Robert, guess what happened? I fucking knocked a hole in the door in my brand new fucking house.
Yeah, I put a hole in the door of my house. Me and the Whiff were actually goofing around, and I tossed her shoe at her, which is just a simple Chuck Taylor. Just a simple, simple shoe.
Yeah, right.
But
who throws a shoe, really?
Nice, nice. So I chucked the shoe. You know, and she's like, ee! She ran, ducked into this room, actually, our studio here. And I see the shoe go, thump, against the door. Well, I don't have my glasses on. So I'm thinking, okay, no big deal. It must just be a rub, you know? I'm like, oh, great, I'll just rub it off. The closer I get, though, the more I realize, oh, fuck, that's a hole. This door is fucking hollow.
Yeah.
So this week I get to make a trip to Home Depot, get a $15 door.
Yeah.
That's all they're worth, so I'm like, you know what? I can afford a $15 door.
So, yeah, you need a new fucking door. You
need to hang a new door.
Yeah.
I can't win.
I just love that, you know, because you yelled at your wife that the car was an investment and she needed to be more careful with it.
Yeah.
And you invest in a house and you start just thrashing
put a hole in the door. So next week I think I'm going to tear down a wall.
No, I'm kidding.
With my car.
Well, why don't you just do that? Why don't you just get a pet door and let the cat into that room?
There you go. That's my comic room, dude. I can't get the pet in there.
There you go.
That is fur free. That room is a fur free room.
Not for long.
Fuck you. You ain't doing shit.
What I'll do is if I ever watch a cat again, I'll throw the fucking cat in there.
Oh, you would.
Lock the door.
You would.
With a sandbox and some food.
Sandbox and food. I come home. My cat is in my comics. I would flip. I mean, you want to talk about homicidal? Right here, baby.
Yeah, you kill a cat, man.
And you. Oh, if I ever saw you. Your mom would have a nice DeLorean, but no son.
No, man.
So she'd get the better part in the end of the deal.
Nah, man.
So, anywho.
Wouldn't happen.
Yeah, so I had a shitty week. How about you?
I had the same old boring week, though, but I got some stuff.
You got some stuff for your car.
Got some stuff. I now have a working power antenna.
Ooh.
It looks nice, man.
It's kind of cool.
It is.
It's nice because it's well hidden, you know.
Yeah, it's actually hidden in an intake vent for the engine, so you can't. It's not like a regular power antenna or a mast that sticks up with a bump.
Mm-hmm.
It's hidden inside of a grill. So you turn a radio on, this fucking antenna is going boom, up out of a grill. It's totally hidden.
It's very hidden.
It's actually pretty cool. But, yeah, I did that. I'm getting some stuff ready. We're getting new suspension for the car. Gonna go ahead, get new shocks, struts. Gonna also go get a brand new alternator. Put a new muffler mount on. Remove the plumber's tape that's holding my muffler up and my DeLorean.
Yeah, wonderful car. Ghetto.
It's not ghetto, man.
Ghetto.
My car is not ghetto.
Yeah.
You see chicken bones in my car?
No, I don't see chicken bones, but then again, you don't look like you need much calcium.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyhow.
But no, we're doing that. And according to Trench here, my car makes a cool sound when
it does. We were on the freeway heading here. Now, keep in mind, I drive somewhat of the speed limit, 70 miles an hour.
In other words, like old people fuck.
No, dude.
That's about how fast as you go.
Okay, look. 70 miles an hour in a 65. Fairly decent. And that's a four-banger in my POS truck, so it's not going to go that fast. But you, okay, I'm on the freeway. I'm over halfway home. I know I left him in the parking lot because I pulled out before he even sat in his car.
Yeah, he was actually leaving a parking lot as I was walking.
Opening
my
the
car
door, right.
There, yeah.
So I'm on the freeway, and I hear this. And I knew right away, without a doubt, that silver streak that was going ahead of me was Claude. Claude and his DeLorean. So I'm sitting there going, fuck it, you know. He's going to be standing out in front of my house.
And
looking,
I was.
Looking like, you know, my God, where the fuck were you? Why are you so late for your own funeral?
It's cold out here. Yeah.
So. But, got a lot of other home stuff to do. I got to do the door on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Got to fix my barbecue.
Fix your barbecue.
Yeah. The, what do you call it? The silver part on the gas main.
Yeah.
That's actually the flowback diaphragm.
Yeah.
Well, it has a crack on the external ring.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to go replace that.
That's great.
Otherwise, I'd, like, try to barbecue, and I'd just blow the hell out of my place.
Yeah, well, I mean, fuck, you've already fucked up one
fucking
door.
Dented up the
more,
door. Yeah. What the hell's the whole house? And, come on, that's what they got insurance for.
Cat's puking everywhere.
Oh, don't talk to me about that. I have
holes in the walls.
I scrub that carpet when he pukes. Anywho. I'm so domesticated.
This is a ghetto house, man.
What?
It's a ghetto house. Fucking cat puke everywhere, fur.
I'm just going to ignore
holes in the doors.
Hey, wait. Do you want to borrow that? Wait, you need to borrow my truck, don't you?
Do I need to borrow it? No.
You're going to take those twigs and everything on your own?
No way, man. I
can
go to
burn them in your pool?
No. How can you burn things in a pool?
Your pool's empty.
So?
That's how. Empty pool, put all the trash down there, light the trash on fire.
Do I look like a fucking Nazi putting Jews into a pit? No.
I don't know. Sometimes you have that attitude.
Of what attitude?
I'm sure if you grew the mustache, you'd be a great little Hitler.
No, man, not me, man.
You know, but I don't think Hitler had, like, Elvis sideburns. Or he had the stature of John Popper.
Sieg Heil, uh-huh. Just imagine fucking Hitler in a speech going like this. That's a fucking lip curl.
Oh, problem is, you guys can't see him actually do the lip curl. He's sitting here, you know, he's sitting here, uh-huh, uh-huh.
God.
Don't be cruel. I don't think Hitler quite sounded like that. Kind of animated is that, you know? Anyway.
Live, it's the 42 comeback special.
42 comeback. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, we've just hit a new low in tasteless humor. Thank you.
Hitler has left the crematorium.
Oh, man, that's funny.
But, yeah.
Yeah,
it's more tasteless humor, you know?
Tons of tasteless humor, so. Yeah.
I'm not anti-Semitic or anything.
No. You hate everybody equally.
Yeah, that's right. I know all kinds of jokes, you know. What's the difference between Jews and pizzas?
What?
Pizzas don't scream when you put them in an oven. Oh. No, that's fucked up. I know, man.
Where the hell do you get jokes like that?
Where the hell do I get these links for these sites, man?
That is true.
That's right,
man.
That's
a great comparison.
I you know what? I tell jokes every which way, man. I'll even tell white people jokes. I don't know that many, but... I think I'll put that on my credit card.
Ha! Oh, no. That's horrible.
Yeah, well, I was telling Keller his leg yellow, man. Your fucking dog is blind, too.
Dude, yeah. I've heard those jokes.
Yeah, man. Helen Keller jokes are fucking...
Yeah, Helen Keller jokes are great, but you know what the problem is? Is if anybody knows anything about their history, they know Helen Keller went on to be a huge socialist.
Really?
She totally and completely backed the Socialist Party in America.
Yeah. Thank you for titting my funny jokes.
I'm sorry. I had to tit it because I know that information.
Fuck it up, man.
There's a nugget of information. You need to learn it.
There's negative information. You need to learn it. You know, that Jew joke was not that funny. You know, you need to know about the... Yeah, right. Shut the fuck up. Actually, but in all perfectly honesty, there's really only one group of people you can make fun of with really no backlash, and it's still... And there's really no stigma around it, you know.
Polacks.
No, not Polacks, man. No, no.
I've never heard a Polack get angry.
I've never even seen a Polack.
I have.
Really? The closest I came was fried Polack at the buffet.
Oh.
Yeah. Fried Polack, yum! Fucking woman just busts out laughing. No, actually, it's the disabled.
Disabled? Yeah. No, they do attack. When retards attack. Yeah, that whole video series.
Touch his fucking ears. I mean, what the fuck are they going to do? He's just snip their fucking electrical cable out of their wheelchair. Man.
You take a ratchet to their leg braces.
Exactly.
A little air wrench to get it off quicker. Tink.
What has a million legs and can't walk?
What?
Jerry's kids.
Oh my God!
You know what the funniest part about that is? I heard that from a guy. I actually heard it at a Jerry Lewis telethon.
Why are we getting Mongo Smash there, Tit? Mongo Smash.
Yeah, you know.
Fucking Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, it's a reference. God, man, Mister, I know movies. Didn't even know.
I will never claim to know movies.
You don't.
Because I don't watch enough TV.
You don't.
I watch very little TV.
TV's good for it, man.
Really.
Shit, yeah.
I heard
made
it.
Me the man it is I am today.
Fuck, I'm never watching TVs again. When retards attack. Now I get it.
Yes.
Type. Yes. Mongo.
That's very good. Yeah. That's very good.
Punches the horse.
That's right. But yeah, you know, when retards attack, you know, I always see that, you know, what's funny is I always see ads all over town that say, please donate your car, and it shows like retarded kids.
Yeah.
I see that. It's like, I don't want them driving.
I don't think it's for them to drive. although I know if you take it to like one of those Goodyear auto centers here in town,
yeah,
you get retards who do our mechanics.
Fuck, man.
And I want to change my... No, wait, not here. Desert Dodge. And I'll say that over the air. Fucking Desert Dodge. I take my truck in. Take it in for the problem. Never fix the problem. I decide, well, I need new belts. I need new hoses. I need new rubber on this thing. Because it's pretty cracked out.
Yeah.
I get my belt. I get it back. And my
wait. Before we go any further, you can't change a belt on an engine?
Under warranty.
That is lame.
I won't touch things under warranty because God. I have that bad luck. I have horribly bad luck.
Really? How are you going to own a classic car then?
Very carefully. No, you're not at all.
My Doba, I hit a bridge, okay? That tells you right there I have bad luck.
That's not bad luck. That's a stupid driver.
No, that's winter.
You don't know how
blame
to drive.
Blame fucking ice and snow on a bridge.
You don't know how to drive.
Okay, look. I'm not going to get in this argument because I know how to drive. I'm sorry you feel that way. However... You know, let's take a look at your car with...
Ice! Ah! Bam!
Let's take a look at your car with plumber's tape, and every time you get under the fucking hood, you decide to lick that asbestos heat shield.
I don't lick it, man. I just always...
Inhale it?
Yeah, that shit's always... It's like snowing down on me, man.
Yep. So, anywho, I'm saying it's 10:30. What a wonderful time to cut back. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and work on setting up the chat room, so I'm going to click out of Yahoo, but I'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be back, and then we'll go ahead and we'll continue with the chat, and I'll set up a chat room, and we'll play some tunes. And I think I got a couple here for you that you would like.
What is that?
You'll listen. You'll hear.
Oh, she was.
As will that.
So glad I get to know. Yeah.
You get to know nothing. Yeah. Hey, we'll chat with you in a little bit here, folks. Claude's a dead.
Folks, I'd like to sing a song about the American dream. About me. About you. About the way our American hearts beat way down in the bottom of our chests. About that special feeling we get in the cockles of our hearts. Maybe below the cockles. Maybe in the subcockle area. Maybe in the liver. Maybe in the kidneys. Maybe even in the colon. We don't know. I'm just a regular Joe with a regular job. I'm your average white suburbanite slob. I like football and porno and books about war. I got an average house with a nice hardwood floor. My wife and my job, my kids and my car. My feet on my table and a Cuban cigar. Sometimes that just ain't enough to keep a man like me interested.
Oh, no.
No way.
Uh-uh.
No, I've got to go out and have fun at someone else's expense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I drive really slow in the ultra-fast lane while people behind me are going insane. I'm gonna throw.
But
I use public transport.
toilets, and I piss on the seat. I walk around in the summertime saying, how about this heat? I'm an actor, yo, 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 yo. I'm an actor, yo, 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 yo. Sometimes I park in handicapped spaces while handicapped people make handicapped faces. I'm an actor, yo, 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 yo. Maybe I shouldn't be singing this song, ranting and raving and carrying on. Maybe they're right when they tell me I'm wrong. '67 Cadillac Eldorado convertible. Hot pink with whale skin hubcaps and all leather cow interior and big brown baby seal eyes for headlights. Yeah! And I'm gonna drive around in that baby at 115 miles per hour, getting 1 mile per gallon, sucking down 1/4 pound of cheeseburgers from McDonald's in the old-fashioned non-biodegradable styrofoam containers. And when I'm done sucking down those greaseball burgers, I'm gonna wipe my mouth with the American flag, and then I'm gonna toss the styrofoam containers right out the side, and there ain't a goddamn thing anybody can do about it. You know why? Because we got the bomb, that's why. Two words, nuclear fucking weapons, okay? Russia, Germany, Romania, they can have all the democracy they want. They can have a big democracy cakewalk right through the middle of Tiananmen Square, and it won't make a lick of difference because we got the bombs, okay? John Wayne's not dead. He's frozen. And as soon as we find a cure for cancer, we're going to thaw out the tube, and he's going to be pretty pissed off. You know why? Have you ever taken a cold shower? We'll multiply that by 15 million times. That's how pissed off the Duke's going to be. I'm going to get the Duke and John Cassavetes and Lee Marvin and Sam Peckinpah and a case of whiskey and drive down to Texas.
Hey, you know, you really are an asshole.
Why don't you just shut up and sing the song, pal? I'm an actor, yo, 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 yo. I'm an actor.
Yep, I thought that was very appropriate.
Oh,
for you.
Yeah, thanks. You and fucking Flying J.
You know, Flying J sees it. I don't see the similarity.
I do not look like fucking Benny Hill.
But I figured the theme would be working. You know, the theme would do good. All right, folks. For those of my confirmed listeners, we have
confirmed
the first...
Confirmed listeners!
The first ever Spank Wagon chat room.
That's right.
For those of you who are the Yahoo users, if you figure out and find a user chat room, it's going to be in users. I don't know how to get there from other ways.
Yeah.
Spank Wagon _ radio. Find it.
Try to go to chat.yahoo.com. Perhaps you can find it there to log in.
Yeah, hopefully.
That's a
under user rooms.
Yeah, we've just brought this up. So those of you who are very smart, you know, you may want to try that.
Yeah, and if you want to just link to me directly or maybe find what room I'm in, put me in as Spankwagon _ radio as the user, and then there's an option where you can say find user's chat room.
Yeah, and you find me and say he's in this chat room, then you join that chat room.
You join that chat room that the user's in. So Spankwagon _ radio.
That's the name of the chat room.
And the name I am going under. So hopefully we'll see you guys in here.
Yeah, you bastards.
Yeah, really. You think you're all like Mr. Participatory.
Yeah, you're a fucking idiot.
I've noticed, though. Our connection is working.
Okay.
So I'm going to say thank God, because we went through that whole break with music and chat and everything, and we made
it through. we were doing swell, man.
Very swell.
Fine as frog hair and twice as hard to comb.
Wow. Where the hell did you hear that shit?
I don't know. I just hear it around family members and stuff all the time. Well, yes, carpet, I know.
Could you hand me my notes I threw on the floor earlier?
Just notes. Let's see. It's a shopping list.
No, well, close.
Get KY jelly.
Oh, wrong paper. Let's just get that. Yep. All right. A couple things I actually pointed. I kind of did some research because I decided to bring maybe some topics.
Research.
Research.
Oh, Jesus. Even the fucking noises you make. I mean, living with you has to be a pain. Anywho. A few things I found here. I love this stuff I find. I guess a chick, this is I found at Austin 360. It's an actual legitimate newspaper for somewhere like Austin, American States.
Yes,
an illegitimate newspaper. It's not Austin 316 or shit like that.
Yeah, I always see that at basketball games. There's some dude, and he's having parties.
John, yeah.
Yeah, and he always tells you when it's going to happen, but it doesn't say where.
But never where.
He's going to party at 316, man. Yeah, he's got to be there. Yeah. But he doesn't even say AM or PM. Man.
No, it doesn't. Maybe both if it's a good party.
Yeah.
Anyhow. So at Austin360.com, they have an article or a little report here. For those advertisements for the Wild Party Girls or the Girls Gone Bad. Are you doing the little news thing?
Yeah.
That's so sad. So sad. I could get, you know, if I downloaded them, I could get the sound effects. But anyhow, this chick won $5 million against ARCO. ARCL, like the gas stations.
ARCO.
Media, because they never made her sign a waiver.
Yes.
So she never signed a clause. What they did, though, is they got her drunk between her and the bartenders that they work in with in that area.
Yes.
Saying, get these cute chicks drunk. Hopefully they'll be more willing to take off their tops.
Why would ARCO want topless?
Because, well, I don't think it's ARCO, the gas station. It's like ARCO Media. And I think...
subsidiary.
Yeah, probably.
Of the petroleum. Probably.
Yeah, well,
they
know,
make shitty gasoline.
Entertainment's gassy.
Yeah, I fart, I laugh, yeah.
Yeah, you usually do, pull your own finger even. Basically, though, I guess what happened was is she didn't know about this, but they put her picture and they, you know, too hot for TV over her tits, but they showed her face, and friends and family members saw it.
That's great.
And then strangers were coming up to her and saying, hey, can I see your tits?
That's great. That's great. You're in the mall. Some guys go, can I see your tits? No, I saw it on tape.
Yeah. What? You know, I mean, how do you... The embarrassment of finding that shit out.
That's fucking great.
But
I wonder if they continue to sell that tape, though.
They probably will. They probably will. Let's see. Oh, here's another one. This is one's kind of in the area of, you know, we're not safe when. Mm-hmm. Because here in the Quaker campus newspaper,
like
in the offices...
For oatmeal?
This is, I don't know. Could be a school for cereal. In Puente Hills. I don't know where that is.
It's somewhere out in California. I know
yeah.
That. It's one of them fruity-ass places.
Of course. Northern California?
I think it's actually southern.
Southern? Wow.
Yeah.
Anyhow, they found a bug in the one of their newsrooms of a school newspaper. Fucking bug. Remember I was telling you about those little FM bugs my friend Vert has?
Mr. Microphone.
Stuff like that. Exactly. That's what they found. Hidden in a electrical outlet.
Who the fuck wants to hear a bunch of...
Students. Bunch of college-bound kids, you know, talking news.
Well, you know, they're college, California, smoking the reefer. You know, they're probably...
Yeah.
You
know who found it, though?
Conspiracies.
You know who found... A janitor found it. How does a janitor coincidentally find a bug?
Don't know.
That's kind of fucked. Well, I'm not seeing my listeners here.
You turds?
There, I see Kilroy's hate mail is online. Again, the chat room is spankwagon_radio. It's under the user rooms. I linked it through Generation X, so I guess it would be in general.
Yeah.
Maybe, if anything, I think it's under computers and internet under the subgrouping.
Yeah. You people have really taken to this chat room, by the way, like Crystal Pepsi and Flavored Douche.
Flavored Douche. Yuck! Yuck.
I always wondered about that. I mean, you just...
Vinegar and water, man.
You just drink it.
Vinegar and water. You put it on a salad.
Vinegar and water, yeah.
Yeah, just put a little garden salad.
Of course, silly.
Some croutons.
I'm Italian. Hidden Valley douche.
Hidden Valley douche.
You've been using chunky blue cheese.
Oh my God, I think I'm going to lose my lunch. But I'll tell you what, if you still want to chat, Tit, Kilroy, I know you're my confirmed listeners for this evening.
Yes, mad props to Tit.
Look up Kilroy. Mad props. Look up under spankwagon_radio as the user. I should be there.
Yeah.
Look under there. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
It's more fun than having some...
I like
liked him better when he was asleep. I gotta be honest.
Well, I don't know.
Mister, let me cough and see how far I can shoot my trach plug. Fucking A.
That's sick. Check this out, though. I'm gonna try to get back on topic. Since, you know, we can. Yes, thank you for the news thing there. But I guess a mother, I found this in the New York Times, a mother decided to help her son fake IQ tests. So that way, because she kept saying he was so bright, he was so smart, he was so intelligent.
Yeah, but did he pay to prove it?
Only you pay to take an IQ test.
Yeah, I was smart, it turned out. I feel
she
good.
Apparently, though, you know, the kid isn't dumb, but he's not as smart as everybody would seem, because the mother was helping him cheat. So that way she could get any sell like some stuff. You know, if she says he has a smart kid, she can put him on like David Letterman and get paid for the appearance.
You know, the only thing I can think of is stupid pet tricks.
Yeah, basically. And well, I guess the kid being, you know, he was actually to the point of near suicide because he was tired of being used.
How old is he?
It does not say.
Because I don't think 8-year-olds exactly contemplate, you know, hanging themselves.
No, but he was saying here that he confessed to a social worker that he did not want to live anymore. He also gave temper tantrums, kicked a hole in a school wall. I wonder if I know him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he confessed all that stuff.
Yeah, but I...
Hey, we've got a confirmed listener.
Hey, it's the JLD. She's online.
The JLD.
That's right.
Wow.
Wow. So we have another confirmed listener.
We have a wonderful confirmed listener,
yes.
Hopefully. But, you know, she's smart enough to figure out how to get on, you know, right away.
That's right.
She's one of our brighter people.
Yes.
More
but
information.
Did she take an IQ test?
Only if she pays for it. Another thing here about the 0.14 cent for the internet radio. That's got me steamed. I'll tell you what, folks. I'll do what it takes to keep this free. Because the minute they try to charge, I got to go off the air. I'm not going to charge for this shit.
I don't want to get on a rant here or anything, but...
Yeah, I don't want to really rant, but I'm not going to charge for this. I mean, come on, this is free entertainment.
We'll have to set some stuff up, man.
We got to do something.
It'll be cool, man.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
Anywho. Fuck, I got so much shit I wanted to cover, but I'm just kind of like, fuck it.
Fuck it, let's see.
Osbournes, we could cover that.
Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne's TV sitcom.
Yeah. How can you imagine that? A fucking half hour going, and now, imagine you trying to listen to that. Imagine what it must be like for them fucking relay operators that have to type that in a closed captioning.
The CTY people. You know what they do? They'll just slap the keyboard. Tap, 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 tap. That's fucking Ozzy. Ozzy says.
The dog ate my bat head. Bite another one off.
But, Dad, I want this.
It costs $30. Now, all I picture is this whole fucking sitcom with professional actors and Ozzy just fucking wandering the set.
No, and the stupid thing is his whole family.
Is it for his real family?
It is. Remember the daughter you always say, hey, that's a cute daughter. I should get Ozzy's daughter.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Just turned 17 on air.
Yeah, that's fine.
So basically, it's Ozzy.
In Nevada, if she has parental permission, she can consent.
It's Ozzy.
You laugh now, Ozzy may become my father-in-law.
It's him, his wife, his daughter, and
his son.
But the oldest of daughters, who was like around our age, didn't want anything to do with it. She'd rather have her anonymity.
Yeah.
So, this starts on Tuesday, so, I mean, it's...
How the fuck do you make a wacky sitcom out of a guy that bites the head off?
It's not sitcom-y. What it is, though, it's like...
Was this like Survivor?
Real...
I'm sorry, but I got to put you off the island.
I thought we raised the puppies for dinner.
Yeah.
No.
Fucking Ozzy. I'm sorry. It's funny. I'm eating fucking rat meat. And I was like, what's the big deal? It's not like it's a chicken or anything. That would be totally fucking funny.
Yeah, it would be hilarious.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
God. Yeah, but I'll probably do that, you know. Become Mormon so that way I can get Lucy Liu and you know Ozzy's daughter.
What okay, you have to explain this to me. What is your big fascination with Lucy Liu?
I don't know. She just has that cute, confused Siamese cross-eyed cat look.
Run that by me one more time.
She looks like a Siamese cat, man.
Siamese cat.
Yeah, like she's all cross-eyed and everything. Well, I mean it doesn't look like she got like smacked with a fucking hammer, and it's not like that. It's like that's, you know, she's like kind of, you know, kind of nervous yet sly looking, you know, like a Siamese
nervous
cat.
Yet sly.
Like, I'm debonair. Oh, shit, what's happening? You know.
That ain't right.
It's funny.
Hey, Kilroy's Hate Mail made it to Spankwagon Radio chat room.
That's right.
Kilroy. Welcome, Kilroy.
Welcome. Yeah, he'll have nothing to fucking type now.
Yeah, because, you know, Tit hasn't
I'm
made
here.
It.
What the fuck?
Yeah, really. So, and I got the JLD listening in.
That's right, but she's still not in the chat room.
Yeah, but that's okay. You know what? She's listening in, and I'm sure she can figure out chat room if she... I don't know what she uses for Yahoo, so...
That's true.
But, hey, Tit
hey!
Made it. And by the way, JLD, if you want to get in the chat room, use the Spankwagon _ radio.
Of course, this is not just for the JLD. This is for everybody.
This is for everybody.
Who's listening.
But, hey, I got to say the JLD. Because she's just that damn cool. So get in the room by going, I think it's what, locate user or something like that?
Yeah, and then you find out where we're at, and then you go into that room.
Yeah, pure and simple. So I think we might start doing this on a weekly basis in the room like this, so we might change it around.
Yeah, that way we can get everybody going. We'll probably get some good fights going.
Yeah, we love this. We can get a little bit of a,
we'll start
conversation.
He said,
He said, she said.
Yeah.
We could play it so well with the site.
That's right.
Take some fake photos.
That's right. So, Ray Rodriguez, if he's listening in.
Ray, I don't know if Ray knows how to get on.
Yeah, he hasn't.
I don't think he has his computer hooked up.
Well, we're going to find out.
Hopefully, I didn't fuck up his modem.
Hopefully not, but let's do a quick test. So, like.
Yeah, Kilroy. Tester is Tit. Because he couldn't, he decided to be a dork about the whole chat thing.
Yes, it's very interesting with Ray. Ray is paying money to join public chats in Las Vegas. To pick up slutty women and take them to cheetahs. Now, what's funny is it was his money they put in the strippers, and he paid for the lap dances she had.
Yes.
Yes.
And he wonders why he's always broke.
I wonder why.
Yeah. My favorite, though, is Ray Rodriguez borrowed my pickup tonight.
Yes.
And he borrowed my pickup to help move, because he moves like once every 3 months, because he always gets the shit end of the stick.
The funniest thing I can think of is this. This is going to be the fucking slums of Beverly Hills.
He's up near here. so he's
not like the movie. He just fucking moves around.
Moves around. Got it. But he, he, my vehicle. And I get back in my vehicle, and I keep a lot of trash on my floor. One of the things that I leave on my floor for trash is, all these little flyers and stuff that I pick up on the road. Or not on the road, but all these flyers that are put on my car window.
I can't hear you.
What? We got an invader.
Yes, we do. We can't hear you.
What's up? The Whiff decided to walk in on the broadcast.
Whiff, that name just...
Yeah, it's the Whiff, because I don't say real names on the air.
Yeah.
Ah, shit, I'm in trouble.
It looks like we're going to commercial.
Well, we might go to a break here. Yeah, we'll go to break here in about 8 minutes. So,
yeah.
Anywho, as I was trying to say, I keep the flyers I get on my window. I just take them
off.
It's
nice to know you both use the same socks.
Yeah, thank you. So.
Yeah, and I'm sure you have small feet, too.
Anyhow. Wow. I'm just being made the butt of a joke and
just knocked that whole train of thought offline, man. You just Amtrak'd it.
Totally Amtrak'd. I mean, we're talking worse than a stoned engineer. Kilroy waves at the Whiff.
Yes, yes.
I can think of a better name than this. Who is that? Anywho.
I don't know.
I love it. We got four confirmed listeners.
We don't
three.
Know. We have three confirmed listeners, but four confirmed listeners.
Possibly the JLD.
Possibly. Don't know.
Okay. We got to do this again. I'm going to go to a break. Claude, while I go out and discuss stuff with the Whiff, why don't you explain the chat room? And you know how to get me back to music.
That I do.
So why don't you go ahead and take care of that. I'm going to take off the headset, and I'll be back.
All right. Basically, what we're looking at right now, it's a chat room. If you go to chat.yahoo.com, that should take you to the site right there. The username right now is spankwagon_radio, which is also the name of the room. Now, if you go ahead and you just simply go into that room right there, or at least look up the user, you can then go ahead and say join room. So go ahead and do that, and we're going to take a little break here, and we will be right back. And by the way, Trencher is a dick.
won't get in no trouble when he eats that kind of food. I have a smoking up his young ones, and then they go get stiff. And I can't put in the iPhone with Muffin Uncle Zip. But there's one good thing that happens when he talks up for his line. That attitude may taste like shit, but go in a good way.
Robbie. go light speed.
No, light speed is too slow.
Light speed too slow?
Yes, we're going to have to go right to ludicrous speed.
Ludicrous speed? Sir, we've never gone that fast before. I don't know if the ship can take it.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
Prepare ship! Prepare ship for ludicrous speed.
Give me that, you petty excuse for an officer. Now hear this. Ludicrous speed.
Sir, had you better buckle up?
Buckle this. Ludicrous speed. Go!
Aren't you lucky? You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio with the Spank Meister himself.
Hi, dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is I, Sam the American Eagle. I would just like to say a few words about nudity in the world today. And I, for one, am just appalled by it. Why, did you know that underneath their clothing, the entire population of the world is walking around completely naked? Is that disgusting? And it's not just people, although goodness knows that's bad enough. But animals, too. Even cute little doggies and pussycats can't be trusted. Underneath their fur, absolutely naked. And it's not just the quadrupeds, either. Birds, too, yes. Beneath our fine feathers, birds wear nothing. Nothing at all. Could someone hand me a rope?
Intergalactic planetary,
cool, but you're flailing around like a wounded chicken.
Nah, man, I'm keeping it real.
Anyhow,
I have soul.
You have soul.
I bought some on eBay.
Really? For your shoes?
They're lugs, man. From New York.
So wait, when you walk, do you hear that bass tone? What's gee?
Yeah, that's the sound it makes.
That's the sound it makes.
Yeah, man, I've watched some BET the other night too.
All right. let me just check something here. Looks like the JLD is having problems.
Okay.
Let me just ask.
Come on. Hurry up.
Are you listening? So we're going to hopefully fix this. And
hopefully.
By the way, room. And
we opened up.
We've opened up something here because.
Worms.
We've got a few people we know are not listening.
We don't know who the hell these people are.
No fucking clue.
We keep trying to tell them to listen in, man.
So they kind of get an understanding of what's going on here.
Yeah, apparently, so, but they've just stopped by to join the mathematical kung fu battle.
Yeah, we
royale.
Have mathematical kung fu. So one more time, I want you to go ahead for everybody,
okay,
and please explain how to find Spankwagon, the chat room.
Okay, what you need to do is you need to go to chat.yahoo.com. Now, there's no www in front of that. All you simply have to do is go ahead and look for the user spankwagon_radio.
It's going to be in user rooms, not the main primary room.
Exactly.
Rooms. Also, it's going to be under the subheadings of computer and internet.
Exactly.
So you can find it there.
But if you simply find the user spankwagon_radio, you can then locate what room we are in and then join.
Yes.
And there we go.
So hopefully if everything goes right, there you go.
Ah, well, look at that. It looks like our favorite little guy actually got into our chat room, which means he's listening. I'm Obi-Wan 4711. Right there is the one I told you about earlier. They keep spamming me.
That's
who that is.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
And there's JLD.
There we go.
So my confirmed listener list is doing great.
There we go.
We're doing very well.
We're
very happy.
That certainly is swell.
So
thank you, everybody. First off, everybody in the chat room, thank you very much.
Yes, and Kilroy is like a prom queen right now. Because as soon as you come in, he'll wave at you.
Wow. What's okay? Well, this untitled London, which obviously is, who knows? Again,
we don't know who he is.
We just love this. I think this is what we need.
Yes, we need.
We've needed this
random
from a long time ago. Just someplace people could just find us.
Exactly. Something other than milk cartons.
Yes. Being missing as we are. Well.
Yes.
Fuck this.
Yeah, we had
That's
some plans.
Useless now.
Fuck that up anyway.
Kilroy, are you still recording all this? I just got to ask that. And by the way, Kilroy, if you are doing the record of all this, keep the bandwidth. Because I'll tell you what, one thing I like about Spankwagon, and
yes,
I like about the
that?
Way we do,
what do you like
we're
about
not bandwidth hogs.
That's right.
Granted, Live365 is a bandwidth sucker, but
yeah,
Kilroy, when you re-encode this, 32 kbps and 22 kilohertz mono, it'll sound like us. This is the way we broadcast.
Of course, what's really weird is I listened to us on a previous webcast. We sound like we're like in a fucking mall.
We do. We sound like we're in a mall until halfway through, and then something happens.
Yeah.
Something happens, we sound just like gold.
It's just really crazy.
So
wild stuff.
I am Obi-Wan. Thank you very much for tuning in.
That is right. Thank you very much.
We do appreciate it. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, it is hazing time.
That's right.
Because when we know a confirmed listener from our area of employment, we
yes.
give him a little bit of hazing. Tit knows this very well.
Yes.
The JLD, we hazed a little bit some time ago.
Yes.
So I'm just trying to think, what can we do to haze, Mr. Obi-Wan here?
Obi-Wan spammer.
But
basically, yeah, he sent me pictures of fucking redneck shit all the time. You know, it's funny. So,
yeah.
He actually sent me two audio clips. I don't know what the fuck they are. I haven't listened to them yet. Got a little coke habit there, do we?
Dude, I just got a runny nose. I don't know what it is. It's this place.
You walk out the room, you come back in going...
My coke habit, you know?
Yeah, you'll be up there with...
How do you think I could stand being a friend of yours?
How?
It's the coke, exactly.
It's
that's
me,
how.
Man. It's me,
it's
man.
You.
I am that good.
It's you.
You're going to end up being in a picture of one of fucking Tit's heroin kitties.
No.
Yes.
No.
He goes, look, another kitty on the white china. It's fucking like stillborn cats or some shit, man. It's
yuck.
Really fucking weird.
What the hell? That's just fucking sick.
It's really fucking weird, man.
That's horrible.
Between stillborn cats. Well, you know what? I'd rather hear him talk about stillborn cats and cats on drugs and anal sex all day.
Okay, the anal sex has got to go, too. Anyhow, spam is good, especially when Monty Python is involved.
Yeah, but they were talking about food in a skit, not fucking email.
Yeah, email spam sucks. Okay,
yes.
And there's congressmen out there that are actually spamming people in like that, just spamming out. You heard about that?
No.
Oh God, there's a congressman that says spam is good if used right. So he's spamming all these different people that are supposedly in his little area.
What do congressmen know? Spam is good. I don't know where Chandra Levy is.
Of course, you... Oh, we should have brought that thing from the parade today about how much people make.
Oh, yes. Actually, that was given to me by Tit.
Tit gave that to you. That's right.
That was very interesting. I feel really good about myself because on my mediocre ISP job as it is,
mm-hmm.
I make more money than fucking teachers.
Mm. Fuck you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. We have part of our salary as a teacher salary, you know.
That's right, the whiff.
The whiff. As you wave your hand. The whiff salary is definitely a teacher salary, but it's better here than it is in other states.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw what Iowa, so many different things in Iowa. Waterloo, Iowa is even pointed out.
Yes.
That dude made, what, $33,000 a year being a plumber.
Yeah.
Well, out in, like, you know, Silicon Valley, there's that web designer who's making $19,000.
Mm-hmm. $19,000 to be a fucking web designer. And a guy who's a plumber makes more money.
Well, what do you think? What do you think is more needed?
Plumbers.
Plumbers. Big time. You know, if plumbers are definitely more needed.
Dot-com startups are now revered as spam to me.
Yeah. It's a waste. I mean, dot-com startups are Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah. That's right. It's like fucking tinfoilhat.com.
Tinfoil hat. Killware makes more money than most engineers. That is very true.
Like, are you a panhandler?
Nope. He's a trash collector.
He's a trash collector.
He is a... Wait, no, there's an official name. Like a.
Yeah, it's called an antiques dealer.
Antique dealer. Ooh. Well, actually, no. Aren't they called, like, they're called waste management experts or
technician. You
know, trash slinger is a good one. Yeah, trash slinger is a good one, but like waste management technician or something is the official title of a garbage man.
Pretty much.
But yeah, I'll tell you what though, if it pays the bills, it pays the bills.
Yeah, I have multiple respect for
them. I think I kind of made this joke to you. I remember a long time ago. It's trash men in L.A. all have a script treatment and are trying to get into the movie.
Yeah, everybody in L.A. has a script or dreams of being an actor or something. You know, some sort of a screenplay.
Yeah. See, now, like a trash man in New York City plans to retire to New Jersey. That's it.
Basically, yeah.
You know, people know where they're needed and do what they're needed to do. It's pure and simple.
Waste management engineer.
Waste management engineer.
That's the guy who measures how much waste you got in the back of your pickup when you go to the dump.
Yeah. You go to the dump with a truckload. By the way, I never did finish about Ray Ray and what Ray Ray Rodriguez did in my truck.
Yes, yes, yes. Ray Ray.
Because
in
Ray Ray Rodriguez
truck.
Really fucked it up a little, I think. Because not only bad, but like I told you, I keep these things like the flyers and the cars I get on my windshield. Mm-hmm. I just grab them, throw them down on the floorboard. No big deal.
And these aren't always things for free car washes.
No. These are things like cabbies take girls to Pussycat's Lounge. Mm-hmm. You get $50.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, it's part of that whole mafia thing we were talking about last week.
Yeah, that was part of our mafia rant last week. If you missed it, that's your fault.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Because we don't get to record them all the time. Neener fucking neener.
Yeah.
So,
but anyhow, Ray Ray borrows your truck.
So Ray Ray borrows my truck. Well, I get my truck back today. First off, you can't park for shit. Just want to point that out. I think one of the tires is slightly flatter than the rest. But I noticed that on the passenger seat, one of the bright yellow pieces of paper that was on the floorboard, collecting dust, is up there in front. So he obviously grabbed interest. Ooh, something shiny. Grabbed it and read it and said, ooh, pussycats. Hmm. So I know he's probably going to go to a strip club.
What's funny is, speaking of grabbing shit that's shiny, I'll actually give Tit a little bit of a prop here because he was at my house on Halloween.
Oh, dear.
When I actually had the DeLorean set for Back to the Future. And this fucking little kid started going after my clearance lights because they were on my car. And this fucking woman goes, oh, it's okay. And Tit actually says to this woman, oh, you know, little kids are like crows. They'll always try to grab the shiny things.
Okay,
say
I
this
like
to
that.
My fucking neighbor.
I like that.
I'll give Tit props on that. That was
definitely
funny.
Give Tit props on that.
But I guess Ray Ray is now the same. He's officially labeled as a dumpster chicken.
Dumpster chicken Ray Ray. Because then I get in my truck.
That's a catchy name,
yeah,
actually.
Dumpster
yeah.
chicken Ray. I get in my truck. Mm. And I like listening to my music, and I like listening to it loud and obnoxious. Mm-hmm. I turn on the radio, and the first thing I hear, and I'll say this as nice as possible, but it's Taco Polka.
it's like Spanish with fucking accordions and
yes.
shit.
Well, I told him about that. I was like, what's up with Taco Polka? And he's like, what? Because he was playing some in his car one night we were driving around. And he's like, what are you talking about? I go, listen to this. This is polka. He goes, no, this is traditional Spanish music. It's traditional polka. You can go between this and the Beer and Bratz polka and not miss a beat.
What's the difference between, like, you know, fucking Krauts and Menudo?
Krauts and Menudo. Tamarind and beer, you know.
Oh, fuck.
Speaking of Tamron, that's going to be slated
next week.
It's Bad Food on the Spank Wagon Part 2.
This time, remember your digital camera. We'll gallery
yes,
that.
Yes, we're going to go ahead. We're going to get the digital camera. We're going to bust it out. If you like chicken and waffles, you will fucking hate what we haven't planned.
We are going to kill our taste buds, and we don't want to reveal it yet. We'll reveal it next week while we're eating. But it's going to be, and I'll give you a heads up on this, folks. It's definitely going to be something that you will find at a 99-cent store.
Yes. Yeah, good hand. Yeah.
I don't want to give anything away. But
No. There's so much bad shit there.
Yes. I've actually gone to the 99-cent store with my mom because I needed some, laundry baskets. Why should I pay for good money for Walmart when they're like two for a buck? So I actually went to a fucking 99-cent store and they had this shit called Fetish Soap.
What?
It's a product of Canada. And it's really funny too because this is what the 99-cent store is.
Okay.
Everything you see in the 99-cent store is from a tractor trailer accident. That's how they get it so cheap.
It's an accident.
It's insurance write off for freight.
You know, we could ask Kilroy. He used to be a trucker.
Uh huh.
He would have that experience. He would know the truth. You know, if it's truly insurance write-off. So hopefully,
if Kilroy knows, go ahead and say it. But yeah, that's what
I've
been told. It's what happens is they get in a truck wreck. They get a whole the whole cargo load right there. The insurance company just says, "What's the value of this? What's the stated value?" They go, "Cut a check." And what they do is they take that, they unload the cargo, and they do it as a whole lot, and they auction it off.
Kilroy says, "Buy Walmart. Support nuke testing in China."
Nah, that's okay, man. the little slanty dudes are doing fine on their own.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. You know, making a lot of money and
fireworks.
Yeah, who know? Anyhow,
I love that they have fucking school kids making fireworks.
Really? That's my cat. You hear?
That's your cat?
Yeah, he's hearing a noise out in the other room.
It sounded like something rattling. It sounded like keys. I thought your wife was leaving you.
Maybe. who knows, man? That day is gonna come sooner or later.
Canned tamales. Now, don't laugh. I like canned tamales.
Yuck.
I like canned tamales.
You have this weird thing. Chickens and waffles, woof. You know what, JLD?
What? No, fuck. Fuck chicken and waffles.
No
I
more. We're done with
chicken and waffles.
We've chicken and waffled ourselves out.
You know what? You want to come on the show and eat chicken and waffles?
We will happily set up the exact same situation.
You can eat the same shit. Good my ass, okay? Maybe my chicken and waffles didn't have enough soul, but they fucking sucked.
Our chicken and waffles couldn't have soul. It was Eggo Minis and Chicken McNuggets.
Yeah, I know.
There was no soul involved in that.
That was the night I almost killed the manager at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. He almost clipped his head.
Fucking leaned out. Hey, it's a DeLorean. Fucking my door was open. I almost ran into his head. I told you about that, too, at the tire shop, right?
No, what about the tire shop?
I had a flat in my tire in my DeLorean.
That's right. You're telling me about that.
Yeah, and fucking dude can't get my car in reverse because you got to lift up, pull over, and then back, right?
It's a safety, yeah.
So it's like a VW, but instead of pushing down, you gotta lift up.
Yeah.
Fucking dude can't get my car into gear, right? Finally pulls in, fucking guy goes, "Oh, I gotta lift up." Fucking dude walks up and goes, "Huh, think, McFly, think, of course." Bam, bam, bam. Knocks on his fucking head, and you can hear it. That was the funniest shit I ever heard. They're like hazing the new guy.
Oh my god. Well, I guess they got the right car, right quote. It works.
Think, McFly, think.
They're punching out their help.
Yeah, it was fucking...
You know what? I'm going to agree with Kilroy on this one when he says he thought we had a legitimate argument, but Tit kind of abandoned the argument.
You think so?
I think he did.
Maybe Tit just... and Kilroy actually led eye to eye.
Because I kind of watched the room, and I don't think they've quite met eye to eye. But... Oh. Well, physics only looks so small...
This is great.
In other words, you know, Tit doesn't want to argue. Tit wants to find a reason not to have the discussion that he tried to bring up to me.
That's okay. So it's okay. If not this, we'll have something else going on.
Yeah.
By the way, who the fuck is Chris D.A. Ryan?
Hey, say hi there, Chris D.A. Ryan.
If you're a listener, man.
We'd appreciate it. We'll give you honorable props.
That's right. And I'll also give you a free prize.
What's that?
I don't know. A fucking battery. I don't know.
Well, I think I got some cat hair.
Yeah,
we can mail him some
cat
hair.
Yeah.
Can't really email cat hair. We could put his name on a spam list.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a free prize every time you open your mail.
That's right. You could win laser eye surgery for
you could win exotic models. Yay! Woohoo! Lord knows more people need exotic models.
Woo! I sound like the guy from Nana Hooter.
Gonna make us go deaf here.
Yeah. Well, most scientists say if the math works, go with it, at least on the quantum scale. Great, man.
God. I'm just not gonna say anything.
I'm putting in my span list. Ha ha, hee hee hee. Really? You come out with 4 flat tires on the fucking Beetle there. You know what? Let me tell you something. One thing, okay? My 81 DeLorean may not have cup holders, but unlike his VW Beetle, it certainly does not have a vase holder for flowers.
Yeah, a little vase for flowers.
Yes, that... Chickmobile!
Definitely not a Chickmobile. VW Bug is not a Chickmobile. It's driven by chicks. And that's been proven.
That's not an antenna. It's a mast on the back for the Pride Parade.
Oh, hey, we're seeing more people show up. This is wonderful. Kilroy, greet them all.
It was great. Kilroy hugs
Chen. Kilroy's hugging people.
I miss.
So, I don't know. I'm going to put dollars to donuts. Kilroy knows who that person is. So
you think so?
I hope.
Kilroy's randomly hugging people.
Kilroy's insta-love.
Insta-love.
He just opened a can. It's love all over again.
You know what? Speaking of stupid shit, what's the stupidest thing you ever bought online?
I've never purchased anything online.
Not through eBay, not through mail.
When our work had the whole Flues thing where you could do the online money,
mm-hmm.
I bought... what have I purchased online through them? I really haven't purchased much. I purchased maybe a video, the DVD Hackers there,
not a clue.
My Pocket Life, you know.
That's funny. Waffles.
Whiffles. Whiffles.
Oh, whiffles.
Whiffles. I wanted it. Yeah, we know about the Smirnoff Plasma Globe. And if anybody can get the JLD Smirnoff Ice Plasma Globe, one of those little lightning balls, there will be a prize beyond belief, at least for the JLD.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She wants one desperately.
How bad?
Very bad.
Yeah?
Like, we're talking, I was seriously thinking of going into a bar with a pair of wire cutters to get one. I know I could put on a new power cord. Yeah, give me that look. You're going to, like, put a Smirnoff bottle of ice and, like, soap it. Plasma! It's really plasma!
We'll negotiate payment later.
Plasma bubbles, yeah!
No, the stupidest thing I ever bought on eBay. Actually, online.
You buy a lot of stuff on eBay.
I'm not eBay addicted, but I do buy a few items. It was a can of luck.
What? What's a can of luck?
It said can of luck, open in times of need.
Okay.
I don't know what's inside. I didn't open it. I didn't want to waste the luck.
You know, I'd hate to see what is in it, because that has to be the most rankest, stalest anything. Water,
yeah,
bad. Soda, flat.
It's empty. It's like fucking shaking an empty can.
Oh, really?
I don't know what's inside.
Okay, if it's empty, how do you know anything's inside?
I don't know. I don't hear anything.
Is there any weight?
No.
So it's just a really lightweight can.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't mean it's like a can of soda. I mean it's like a big fucking... It's like a big... You know, like you go... You make homemade chili?
Yeah.
Okay, you know how you get that can of, like, diced tomatoes?
Mm-hmm.
That's the size of it.
Okay, just a...
fucking empty. No, I mean, the big one.
Oh, the big one.
It's like a 16-ounce can.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, fucking, I don't know what's inside, man.
It's a can of air.
The funniest part about it was not that I bought it. I paid $1.25
mm-hmm.
for the item. And the guy put on free shipping.
Okay.
He lived in Henderson. He shipped it to me.
He shipped it to you, and he lived within literally pissing distance.
He paid like $2.50 for shipping on it.
That don't make sense.
He lost money on that bid.
That doesn't make sense at all.
That was funny.
Oh well, you know what? People are addicted to, like, you know, the auction sites and stuff.
I'm not addicted, because I'm actually very, very clever. I bought the can of luck as a gag. That's why.
Obviously.
But I mean, I haven't been on eBay in like about a week or so.
Okay, look, I haven't had a drink in a week or so, you know? He probably farted in the can.
Who knows, man?
Little poot in the can right there.
Yeah.
That's your luck.
I'm curious to see what's inside, but at the same time, if it's real, I don't want to waste it.
Yeah, waste your luck. All of a sudden, something great happens, but you missed out.
Yeah.
You wasted your luck. My question is, though, if you're that superstitious to believe there's luck in a can, that's sad.
Hi to Nguyen Duck.
Nguyen Duck, you.
That sounds Vietnamese. Do you eat dogs?
Wolf. We did the wolf earlier.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, hopefully we're going to find out this is like a love room. They're going to start spamming. Free love, go to India.com.
We'll probably get that stuff, you know, all of a sudden. It's like, go to WhiteHouse.com, hot chicks. I hate that, man. I actually, my iMac, I bought an iMac. I got like a free trial of AOL.
Oh, what?
I haven't used AOL in years, so I decided, I'll sign up. I'll see what it's like. Fucking, as soon as I sign up, boom, you got mail. Boom, I get hit with fucking porn spam.
You didn't even sign up for more than 5 minutes, and you got hit with porn spam?
Went into one chat room, that was it, and it was the general room, the lobby.
You know, I'm going to have a oh my God.
What the fuck is this shit?
He's...
Ho Ban Vien Nao Chen, Ho Chi Minh, speak English.
At least English.
Yeah.
At least. Anyhow.
It's the fucking Viet Cong, dude.
Well, we're under attack, folks.
It's like that time...
Charlie is after us.
It's like that time the guy called in and said his fucking,
Oh no!
Chol Pao Sing Ho.
Look who wrote that!
Oh fuck.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, we're gonna have fucking World War III in the chat room. I love it. You guys are great. I just want to say that right now. You guys are fucking awesome. But we're having a problem keeping track on here because we're so much more entertained by what's going on in the chat room.
Cream of some good guy!
Oh, no.
Well, how about for Flying J? How about a plate of Who Flung Poo?
Who Flung Poo for Flying J? Because that's all he talks about. He likes poo. Flying J talks poo all the damn time.
Bitches and hoes keeping it real.
Yeah, homie.
God, man.
Word.
That, fuck, man, that's whiter than me.
That's very white.
That's very white. Word to the mother. Are you going to tear the roof off this sucker?
We're going to turn this mother out.
Out,
yes. You know what? I'm looking at the time. I think we're going to go for a break. A little bit of a music break for music appreciation.
Yeah.
Because we all appreciate music, and we appreciate when it's played on Spankwagon.
That's right.
By the way, while we're at it, Spankwagon... .n3.net. Why in the hell would you be listening to this if you didn't know the website anyway? I don't know. But go to the damn site.
Random Live 365.
Random, true, but I highly doubt I'm that successful on Live 365.
Trust me, man. If you build it, they will come.
Really?
Yeah, you're from Iowa. You should know all about that shit.
Okay, look. We'll get into that after the break. I am sick of that shit.
You're a big Kevin Costner fan, dude. Your wife's watching 3,000 Miles from Graceland.
Okay, that's the Whiff, not me. The Whiff was watching 3,000 Miles.
Come on, Elvis, go to the cornfield.
We're going to cut to some tunes.
Sometimes it just shows I can taste you on my lips and still you in my face. pursuit and fiery auto crashes. Some will die in hot pursuit while sifting through my ashes. Some will fall in love with life and drink it from a fountain that is pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
Wagon Audio.
Do it.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time, the green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning, they yearn for the cup, they deftly maneuver and muscle for rank, fuel burning fast on an empty tank.
We're back.
Yeah, we are.
You did... You, oh, I won't even honor that with on right now. And my bandwidth sort of drops off there. Love that. Anywho.
No, man.
We blame you now for my bad bandwidth.
Miss my guess, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at
www.spankwagon.n3.net.
Thank you.
That's right.
Hey. Kilroy, I gotta say, I love that that mix you sent me because I was really able to work with it.
Keep sending me good stuff like that, Kilroy.
That's right. That's swell.
I'm going to kind of fluff the side a little here, since you know a lot about fluffing.
Not fluff. I know a lot about fluffers.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a fluffer.
Yeah, my mom.
Spankwagon.m3.net.
I about porn.
Well, you know, you're an only child. You live at home.
I don't know, Mom.
Seems like porn's the only good thing you got going in your life.
I have my car. I have my health.
Well, you have your car. So
that's what I said.
Oh, okay. Got to talk about the site a bit, because I'll tell you what. I got a lot of people listening in. Confirmed listeners. Thank you.
Very
you guys
well.
Rock. I got sent an MP3.
Yeah. I'm a Obi-Wan in a chickmobile. Sent me an MP3, and that's the one I told you I hadn't listened to yet.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't even know what the fuck it is.
Maybe next week. Maybe next week we'll play some shit.
What the fuck is Ho Chi Minh saying?
I don't know. But you know what? That's why they got the ignore option for Ho Chi Minh there. Because Ho Chi Minh, you know,
he's like randomly typing shit in.
You can
I
do ignore.
I yelled like Ho Chi Minh, and he just like fucking. He knew exactly who
yeah.
I was talking
he
to.
He asked for Ho Chi Minh. He goes, "My name's Stu." You know, it was great.
Stu?
I don't know. Check it out though. Spankwagon.m3.net.
See, I would have assumed it was Charlie.
We are so fucking wrong.
Yeah, man.
Anywho.
So, anyhow.
I'm trying to get a task with... Stop PMing me, people. I'm not going to answer right now. The site. I tell you what. Guestbook is gone. No one signs the guestbook. But
so, you people are gone.
You guys are fucking pathetic. You don't sign the guestbook.
Yeah, man.
You guys got, like, this webophobia. It's like, you know, well, my friend Ben, you know, Joker, Bendaho, whatever we're going to call him, but Ben is a fan. He used to work on the Spank Wagon of long ago. Okay? So... The Spank Wagon of long ago had these top 10 lists that Ben would put together and write. Funnier shit. I mean, it was just funny shit. Mm-hmm. Never really went for it because he's actually really busy with college and stuff, his film degree.
Film degree.
Yep. And so he wasn't able to complete that, but he has fun because he leaves Spank Wagon in the bookmark list at a work computer. All of his bosses and stuff kind of have to ask him, "What's this Spank site?"
That's
he's
funny.
Like, go to it. It's totally cool. No, we're not going to go to that on a work or a school computer. No. It's not porn. It's not porn.
That's probably how we get random listeners to come into the chat room.
Spank Wagon, man. That's a name that catches attention.
I know.
But as I was going to say...
I'm just laughing at the fact that he's getting a film degree.
Have a good night, Ted.
He's in Iowa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what he's going to do with that film degree? He's taking photos at the fucking Sears on Sundays.
Not a movie. No, it's filmology. Yeah, taking photos at Sears. Good night, Ted.
Hey, mad props, man.
Hey, mad props. For listening and being a confirmed listener and brave enough to try the first-time chat room.
That's right, man.
But
mad props to Tit, man. You
don't forget those message boards. Don't forget we got the links. And I'll tell you what, the links are great.
Yes.
I'll give you such
mad props.
That's right.
On the links, because you really do put together a lot of good stuff.
If it's out there and it's weird, I find it.
Yeah.
Fucking testy-festy.
You do. Testy-festy, you know.
God.
And Extreme Elvis is still one of the classics. You know, because I get people asking me, friends who've gone to the site ask me, where did you find that? And we say, Flying J.
Flying J.
Flying
J has total responsibility for that.
We're not going to take responsibility for it because Flying J, Mr. Fecophilia himself, Mr. I like poo. Yeah. Flying J, who loves to put shit in everything, every joke, every conversation.
Flying J, I am this when we're doing chicken and waffles, saying we should have chicken, waffles, and shit to eat.
And I was even off the air, I was saying it'll only take about 5 minutes. Anywho, always, always, always check out the site because you're going to get all the updates. Plus, I'm going to give Kilroy a push here because for those of you who are in the chat, for those of you who are listening, download some Kilroy. He puts together, in my opinion...
What I Wish I Didn't Know show.
Yeah, puts together some of the best stuff. Great stuff to listen to.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
Lesbian marches, ex-love songs, which him and I simulcasted at the same time. Mm-hmm. Don't ask why the importance of that is.
I don't know.
But... We simulcasted it. Hopefully soon, Kilroy, we'll have something new to add to the site, and I can't wait to find out what it is. Also, I want to say kudos, since I'm thinking of it right now, to VFTP.net. Don't start the beatboxing, please. But VFTP.net for, you know, just hosting the site and giving me all that space, because right now my simple website is only taking about 200 meg, but you know what? I feel it's going to get bigger. Will you quit making noises in the microphone? Do you feel instinctively you have to sing every time I give out the props.
Yeah, because I always think of that Sublime album, 40 Ounces to Freedom.
Right.
At the end, where he just does the mad props to everybody, and they just, like, they're doing riffs in the back, you know?
Okay.
And they're just jamming. That's why I think of that.
Maybe I could just turn up the,
Yeah. Tease them by ugly German lesbian action.
I'm afraid to ask. Anywho.
No, you and Flying J, German ugly lesbian ugly is fucking Scheiser videos.
Oh, great. Now we can't get rid of the guest book. JLD signed it.
Fuck.
No, the point was we're getting rid of it because for months no one fucking
came in.
Well,
didn't you mention it? That was going to be this fucking bum rush on it.
Yeah, everybody's going to fucking guest sign it. Here's the thing, though, about the guest book. Sign it as yourself once. Sign it as anybody or anything else as many times as you like. The guest book is not serious, folks.
No,
other than
not,
to say
it's
hi.
Not, it's not.
It's just a joke.
Yeah.
So sign it any way you want, but thank you for signing
it. It's much like Trencher's marriage.
Fuck! Damn! You got the knife? You got the knife?
Yeah.
You want to cut my wrist for me, please?
Sure, man.
Shit! Man, I'm scarred, folks. I'm gonna go into duress, and I don't think I complete the rest of the show.
That's anyway. Okay.
So, wow, I think we covered a lot of good ground this week.
Yeah, we did. We covered a lot of ground, you know, like Homer rolling down the street.
Let me tell you about this. Anyway.
Well, you know, my first wife left me. My daughter's out of control, and I can't see my cock. And I think I can declare it missing. It's legally dead now. You know?
It's legally dead.
I haven't seen
can you
it
get a life insurance policy and call it legally dead if you can't see it anymore?
That's a good
it's
point.
Been missing. And wait, I got a question. If it's been missing, how come we haven't seen his cock on a milk carton? Maybe an artist rendition of his cock on a milk carton?
Artist rendition? He has some guy going like this.
What
pulling folds of fat
lifting
apart.
The fat away. And my question, if it's artist rendition, don't you have to describe it? It's not something you see.
Armed and dangerous. Do not try to apprehend on your own.
Dangerous. Mentally retarded.
Have you seen my wiener? Have you seen my wiener?
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Just imagine, he found his wife in a Mormon singles ad.
Ew. Online.
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 From St. George, Utah.
Hey, didn't they have the nuclear fallout there?
Yeah.
That's right. We saw that shit when we were in the Smithsonian.
That we did.
St. George having the nuclear fallout.
I told you a little story about that, too.
I think you did.
About why Mormons are so fucking dumb.
Oh, no. Go on.
Okay. What happened is, you know all the nuclear fallout that landed in St. George?
Right.
That shit causes birth. Well, what happens is you have like it's like some sort of isotope of iodine. And what happens is, as it goes up to the food chain, it gets consumed, becomes more radioactive. And what it does is it gets into your metabolism and fucks you up. Now, in a pregnant woman, it causes birth defects.
Of course.
And for children, it doesn't allow them to fully mentally develop. It slows the learning of things.
Okay.
What happened was it fell on the Utah milk shed.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. So it got into the ground, into the fucking hay. So they harvested the hay, they fed it to cows, you know, from bacteria all the way up.
The food chain.
And what happens to Utah milk was sent to the schools for the children and to, like, WIC-type programs and for the local milk dairies.
Oh, man.
So that's why. That's actually documented and proven.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's nice to know that life's that fucked up.
Yeah. Only if you live in Utah. And also, yes, Utah has decided to help Nevada stop nuclear
Thank
waste.
God.
You know, yeah, less than noble reasons, though.
Yes, because they don't want it going through their state.
No.
Oh?
They were okay that it was going to go through and not stop. The local Indians up there, I don't know if they're like Paiutes or what the fuck ever, said to the federal government, oh, yeah, you can store nuclear waste on our reservation. So Utah said, no! Really? And all of a sudden,
why not?
Stop it from coming through.
Interesting. Well, I know that the casinos... You know, the casinos themselves have finally gotten involved, so they want to keep, for those of you who don't know, they want to basically make Nevada
a nuclear wasteland.
For everybody.
A waste repository. Suppository.
Suppository.
Yes.
Here, Congressman, take it here. So sad. Yeah, but they want to basically store all high-level radiation here in
radioactive
waste about 90 miles north of Vegas.
And the reason is because, and this is what gets me the most, because... Back when we started building nuclear power plants here in America, the DOA promised to get disposed of it, so now they're disposed of the waste someplace. So the nuclear power plants continued, and now they're like, well, you're going back on your promise. Do you people not learn anything from the fucking Indians? Did we keep our promise to them?
No.
No, exactly. Get used to fucking disappointment. It happens.
Yep, it does. Oh, the JLD. Nice. Name switch.
Yeah, what's your...
That's, the Gen 0724. That's the JLD now.
The JLD.
Yeah, that's right.
But, wow.
But yeah, that's what happened, you know. So I guess the Indians did one nice thing for us, sort of.
Yeah, they kind of said, haha, fucking government. Then they opened up a bunch of casinos. And sell fireworks to tit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, no, that's not a nice thing.
I never forget that night me and Tit went up to fucking set fireworks off. I was in on it. It wasn't him alone. I was in on it. We started a whole fucking bonfire out in the middle of the fucking desert. I had some fucking security guard who couldn't speak English come up to us and tell us, oh, you gotta put that out.
And that's probably the only words he knew.
Yeah. Funny as hell. There's this big fucking bonfire. I'm like, oh, okay. It's like sand from the desert, and I'm like throwing it on top. It gets fire out.
Mm-hmm. Blows the sand right
fucking
off.
Fucking blows the sand off. Goes whoosh. Comes right fucking back up. Back drafts.
Figures.
But yeah, me and Tit actually went up there and yeah, started a big bonfire. We actually caught brush on fire too. So like they were like,
I didn't hear anything about any major bonfire, so I'm not too worried.
No, it was funny. I had a bottle rocket, you know, like one of them big ones that blows up. You launch in the air. So I go, yeah, watch this. I launch a thing, goes, bam, off to the side, down to this fucking ditch that they have with dry brush.
Yeah.
It's like 2 hours later, we start seeing a fire build up and shit down there. It's pretty cool.
You know?
My
question is, though, why have all that dry brush if they have the actual launching pads for the fireworks?
I don't know, man.
It's stupidity. Right
I don't
there.
Know. Stupid. I admit, I'm not always this. I mean, I do stupid shit, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think we all do stupid shit. I think it's just human nature to be a fucking moron every once in a while.
Yeah. I mean,
let's take a look.
Positive. Daily basis for you, man.
No, fucking morons. Today was one of those days where it was just full, chock full of morons. I saw three cases of stupidity today. One, I was at Home Depot getting stuff for my grill.
Case one! The stupidity.
Case one of stupid people. Someone tried to shoplift at Home Depot. The security guard was so hot on his tail that the guy tried to hit the door, didn't quite get the door open.
I know you're talking about the glass doors.
Yes, the glass doors, the exit glass doors. But the exit doors at Home Depot are actually double wide. You don't know this, though.
Mm-hmm.
They're double wide because in case they want to bring in bigger trucks to load or unload, they could do this right at the front doors.
They also have another one at the construction checkout counter, too, for that. But, yeah, usually it's for, like, people who bring in oversized loads. But anyhow.
Right. Basically, though, the thing is this guy hit that so hard that he snapped open the double door. Mm-hmm. Because the security guard was so close behind him, rammed him into the door.
Ow.
Yeah, it was pretty... You heard it. You heard the hustle, tussle, and everything like that. And then the security guard was just hauling this guy towards the back of the store. So he knew he kind of had him and just had to wait for the cops. The second...
Case number two.
Thank you. The second case of stupidity. And yes, I am enjoying the chat. The second case of stupidity. We're going down Sahara Boulevard. And there's a dude in, like, a mid-80s Monte Carlo, full hydraulics, bouncing the front end of the car as he drove down the street. And the whiff goes, very logical, very smart question. She goes, how in the hell is he able to steer? He's not. He is praying, okay? He's praying he doesn't lose it. The spank wagon cannot go on a crusade to get him late, Kilroy.
Besides that, I'm first in line before Tit.
Yeah, really. We've got two here, folks. Not
after
just
me. After
we've
me.
We've got a 22-year-old sitting in front of me who's in that category, if you will.
No, I'm actually 23 going on 24.
You're 24 in that category.
Yes.
So,
yeah, so, I'll admit that, yes.
So, you know, why?
Why?
Because he's too cheap to go to Pahrump to get a prostitute.
Yes, you and my mom, thanks. Damn it, Robert, just go to Pahrump.
Drive over, not county.
No, Mama, he parts for my car.
He'd rather fix on his car, man. Man, I won't even go any further with that because I got to go into case example number three.
Example number three.
Number three was tonight as we were driving over here to start the broadcast. Some dude with one of those little emergency AM/FM radios jamming to it like this, walking down the street.
He's got like he's trying to ghetto blast to the crystal radio.
He's ghetto blasting to an emergency radio, but that wasn't the funny part. The funny part, it was had those emergency indicator lights flashing.
I saw that motherfucker! I saw him!
Flashing on the back, and I'm going, that motherfucker is so stupid.
He was walking west on Charleston!
Yes, he was.
I saw him, and he had a fucking, like, light up there. I'm like, what the fuck's with the caution lights?
Yes, the caution lights. So he had caution lights. No shit, Vegas people are just fucked up.
Yes,
we are.
Yes,
we are fucked up because of where we live, and it's great. You know, Vegas, I will say this, praise Vegas because I love it.
It's a sunny place for shady people.
Dead on.
That's actually dead fucking on.
It's in the water. I don't know, I drink a lot of I don't drink a lot of tap water anymore. I definitely learned that after I tasted the tap water out here the first time. It made me sick to my stomach.
Best place to get some tap water? Downtown.
Yeah. No. Now, wait a minute. Coke with no ice. You better damn well believe I drink Coke with no ice.
Yeah, because, okay, now...
okay, we're reading one right here. I'll be one.
That's kleptomaniac, actually. A lot of people do that just for the thing, you know?
Just for the thrill.
Yeah.
You know, much like you. You drive the bug for the thrill.
The bug?
Yeah, he, you know, flower
pot. Oh, him! You're, like, looking at me. I'm like, I don't know no fucking bug.
Well, I can't quite look at him. He's not quite anywhere near the room. So, it's hard to suck off the ice. But that means you suck off a bottle of Coke.
Shit, I have my goddamn ID badge on.
You are so sad.
That's so fucked up, man.
Hey, don't worry about it. And thrilling bug. Yeah, thrilling, all right.
It's thrilling.
It's so thrilling. I drive a little Volkswagen bug because I'm so cool.
There's plenty of room in the back.
You know why he wears that full beard?
His sponge?
Yeah, it's sponge slash cushioning for the other men. You know, that way you can just kind of rake it off and remember stuff that happened later. We had to wait a while, but we were going to hang him.
He uses the pain of blowing him, so that way he doesn't feel quite like he's flossing.
Cringes. Gilroy cringes.
La la. He's like fucking picking pubes and shit. Then the flashing motion.
You know what? Maybe that facial hair isn't really facial hair.
You think it's pubes?
I think it's pubes. I think he goes in it with spirit gum on his face and just rubs himself over men. Anywho, I think we're going to end the show on that. We're going to end the conversation part.
All I can think of now is I've just gotten this whole sexual Rasta thing. I'm thinking pubic dreadlocks.
Pubic dreadlocks.
Pube locks.
Sick.
Hey, man.
Yeah. Anywho, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and start concluding and wrapping up the talk portion of this, but I think, you know, we got some listeners. I'll play some music for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll play some various music. But anyhow.
Rough neck.
I want to go ahead and say to everybody.
It looks like he's actually pissed. He's not talking back now.
Oh, I know. They're all pissed. But they all pissed until they realize it's all in for fun.
Yeah, and we have to do that.
We have to do this. We have to haze everybody at least once.
Yeah.
First off.
Just saying it's better than not me every night here.
Yeah, we usually make fun of each other. It's never any fun. So, anywho.
First off.
Spankwagon.n3.net.
Spankwagon.n3.net.
Check out the site.
That's right.
It's a good site. It is something we bring to you for free, which means it's made with sweat, it's made with blood, and two cans of Pepsi. So that's that.
Of course, cheaper than porn and more fun than being on fire.
Cheaper than porn? I get my porn free, dude.
Yeah, it's called newsgroups.
Shit, newsgroups, Sublime Thumbs. Some of the best sites, man. Anywho.
Bangbus, man.
Bangbus is fake.
Makes me laugh, though.
It makes you laugh, but Bangbus is fake.
I would never buy for Bangbus, no.
No, you'd rather pay for an IQ test. Now, yeah, you are smart. My name is Robert. I'm smart. Also, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Spank Wagon Radio. Yes, JLD's pointing it out to the newcomers in the room.
That's
JLD.
Thank you. Mad props.
Mad props. Also, I want to say, if you want to get a hold of anybody in Spank Wagon, the little three of us, of course, you can get a hold of Kilroy, Kilroy's Hate Mail at yahoo.com.
Exactly.
You know, it's right there on the link next to his stuff. You can always get a hold of
Claude Balls at claudeballs@hotmail.com.
Yes, hotmail.com. And of course, me, the man who every week sacrifices his life to put this together,
Trincher.
And sacrifices a little porn.
That's right, it's Trincher.
You'd rather be looking at
Trincher
porn.
Trincher@mac.com.
Trincher@mac.com. That's me, mm-hmm. folks.
That's right.
That's me. Also, you can listen to Kilroy's show. That is Kilroy. What I Wish I Didn't Know show.
What I Wish I Didn't Know. Only
good
available
stuff.
At Spankwagon. It's an exclusive.
Yes, only at Spankwagon. Thank you, Kilroy.
That's right.
Also, you can read Kilroy's Thoughts of the Future Dead.
Thoughts of the Future Dead.
Thoughts of the Future Dead. Some great writing, great essays. Every time I get one, I go through it. I get it on there. It's good. You bring me the links.
I bring you the links.
You bring
me you the cream of the crop.
At least the cream of an Elvis impersonator.
That's right, man.
But it's good stuff, and thank you.
It is.
Me,
yes.
I contribute bullshit. I just contribute my time and effort putting it all together.
He basically provides studio space for us.
Studio space and getting
and the will to update the site.
Yes. The will, every day.
Mad props to Kilroy. Thank you for directing, people.
Thank you. For everybody. Actually, JLD giving us the 411 and Kilroy for giving all the 411.
That's right. Mad props to you all.
Because we love you.
Exactly.
All. You are our number one fans. So, anywho, spankwagon.n3.net. We're going to wrap this up, but we're going to keep playing music for you. As a matter of fact, I am going to go ahead and play a Kilroy.
Why not?
Why not? We
Why
are going to play a Kilroy. I'm
Why
going to
not?
Play... Oh, I don't know what Kilroy. It'll be after a song, but I'm going to play a Kilroy. Why?
That's right.
We're going to go a little extra tonight for our confirmed fans. It's Kilroy.
That's right.
Live.
We're going to save you a little bit of bandwidth.
We are
going to
do more. More for you than any other internet radio station could ever
That's right.
do for their listeners.
That's right, because we care. We go the extra mile. Okay?
We're here to entertain you.
That's right, man.
Okay. Can Good. We think I should turn it down now? Because I'm
Might
really
well,
tired
yeah.
of talking to these fuckers.
I am too, man. It's Fuck. Not a chat room.
You know,
it's fucking Opportunity Village.
It is. It's the fucking retards. Let's just play this Kill Me.